Hey, everybody, enjoy this episode. Become a member, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Good American, great friend Jack Posobiec is with us. Jack, welcome to the program. Where's Jack's book? Jack is always plugging his book. Where is it?
Going on, guys. We got the book. We've got them over at the table
in the vendor section.
We'll go get a copy. But you know, Charlie, I did also. Is it true, by the way? I did hear there's been some talk about opening up some more seats potentially. There's been some chatter.
But we're near 20,000 tickets sold. Right. We're right near there. We don't have 20,000 seats in there. So again, some people show up.
This is where the fire marshal comes in, and it becomes a bit of a.
This is where Turning Point events become equally an art as a science.
Yes.
And because you want to try to maximize the amount of people to come. Same time, you want to make sure that
When you tell the fire marshal, look, it's not like all 20,000, with the exception of when President Trump does victoriously take the stage, you won't have all 20,000 seated at once because there's so many things to do here. There's the vendors, there's media.
Correct.
Go,
well, that's why we always oversell the capacity in the room.
Exactly.
So I will give an announcement multiple times. Your seat is not guaranteed for President Trump because, look, even if we have a packed speaker, let's say somebody like Tucker tonight, there'll be 2,000 people in the exhibit hall. Meaning that there's always people not in the room. And so you oversell the room, but with President Trump, I'm a little worried that exhibit hall is going to be. I just want to be as clear as I can. With President Trump, you got to get there early
and
make sure you
The rest of the building becomes overflow.
I think
at that
people
point.
Will understand.
People kind of get that. No, it's just like kinda. Any Trump rally. But this is really, I've been looking at this, you've been looking at this. This will be President Trump's first public event since Election Day. This is number one. There's been some fundraisers, there's been some galas, there's been, you know, awards and different things he's done, but this is the first event that you could go to and just buy a ticket and walk right in. And that really goes, I gotta say, Charlie, that really goes to show not just the importance of Turning Point and Turning Point Action and what you've done, but America Fest, remember back in 2021 when AmFest was launched right here. I mean, and that was in what did Biden call it?
The COVID winter.
Yeah, the COVID winter.
That was a tough event.
The dark winter. That was like, Trump is over. The movement is over. Charlie Kirk, what are you thinking? And you, my friend, took a lot of personal slings and just bitterness over people saying, Charlie, why are you still backing this guy? Why are you doing this? It's ridiculous. You got to move on. He had some good ideas. We can keep the hats, but we'll change the guy wearing them. And you said no. You said no. We're going to stick with this, and we're going to keep going the way we're going. Something went wrong in 2020. We don't like what happened. We don't like the way it went down. And AmFest was launched, I believe, 4 years ago. This is the fourth one with
the vision of
this coming. And you and the team at Turning Point could see, you didn't know exactly it would be like this, but you could see that there was a light all the way down at the end of the tunnel.
And that's very kind of you to say, Jack, and it's totally true. I mean, this event, understand, we used to do this event in Palm Beach, and it was originally called Winter in West Palm Beach, then it was called SAS, and we said, okay, Florida's a great state, it's going that way. I said, but our home, Arizona, is falling apart, and we need to double and triple down our investment in Arizona. And now we can look back after four AmFests and four different events that Donald Trump won Arizona by 5.5 points. It was the best performing swing state by far. In fact, when I spoke to President Trump, and I said this in the previous hour, he said, Charlie, I will only come on one condition. You call it a tribute to Arizona. And he said, any other state, I don't know if I'd do it. President Trump has always had a very personal connection. Let me just say one last thing. This venue is where the first ever MAGA rally was.
That's right.
Was here in this Phoenix Convention
Center. Bruce Tyler, he was just here.
Yeah, I know. And now President Trump comes back to this very same venue 9 years later to receive his crown.
This
one that he earned and one that you gave him.
It's
I just think that's so poetic, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, you can tell how his focus is so locked in with the transition right now, participating in these interviews. In 2016, President Trump did a victory tour of the swing states and the states that he won, of course, and he was going out. He continued the rallies. He's not doing that this time around. He's locked in on the transition.
I think that's smart. I'm glad he's not doing that.
No, I get it. No, I think it's smart as well, because a lot of people point out that he said, look, back at the time, and, you know, I'm not going to point fingers, but there was a certain former governor of New Jersey who was basically put in charge of the transition. He brought in all of these establishment buddies and all of these types, and that's what we ended up with, names that you don't even hear anymore. Rex Tillerson, James Mattis. You know, you remember some of these names that don't even exist anywhere in the movement, certainly not in this building. And so the fact that he's taking time out of that transition to come all the way across the country, not an easy haul, to Arizona, to America Fest, really just shows a testament to the people of Arizona. But more importantly, I think the people of the organization of Turning Point and what Turning Point Action did on the ground in so many states.
Well, it's very, very kind. I give it all to the people of Arizona. The people of Arizona, they took out their shovels. They did the work. This state was so abused in 2020. I want you to think about this. What, 10,000 votes we fell short in 2020, all that nonsense. They tried to put Tyler Boyer in prison, all this alternate elector nonsense. I mean, they did everything they could to try to bully us into submission.
One of those cases had a little bit of an issue this morning, so I hear.
The one in Georgia. Yeah, I think Tyler's hopefully is going to be okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
If not, we're going to have to remove Chris Mays from office as Attorney General of Arizona, of which...
Oh, well...
Right.
Oh, well,
that's a top priority of me. In some ways, I want that one even more than the governor's. But we got to flip the governor as well, because she is such a terrible person. But understand this, that Donald Trump won Georgia by about 2 points.
Yeah.
North Carolina by about 3 points. Pennsylvania by about a point and a half. You guys did great. 120,000 votes. However, did you know we won Arizona by more votes than he won Pennsylvania by, despite the population being nearly
in aggregate?
Arizona by 197,000 raw votes.
Right, raw,
Donald Trump won Pennsylvania by 120,000 raw votes. Said differently, we won Arizona by 5.5 points.
Right.
And again, that sort of swing just doesn't happen automatically.
No.
It's through ballot chasing, voter registration. We're really, really proud of that. The president wanted to highlight that and celebrate it.
No, it's incredible what happened here. And Charlie, there were so many people who were telling you, especially after the last governor's race, You gotta pull up out of Arizona. You gotta leave. You gotta go to Florida. Florida's the freedom state, especially during COVID. Katie Hobbs, all of that nonsense. They said, Charlie, you gotta go. And you said, no. You decided to stay firmly planted, your feet to the ground. And you said, instead of running, I'm gonna get to work. And get to work you did, and get to work this organization did, and get to work this movement did, with the leadership of Donald J. Trump. And it was all of those people coming together and said, no, we're going to stand in the gap and stand and fight, that actually achieved this victory.
Yeah, and so, Jack, you've been around AmFest. Walk us through the experience. What happens in the exhibit hall? What happens
in
the breakouts?
I hate to say this because it's kind of a cliche, but it's like the Matrix. You know, you can't understand it. You have to experience it. You can't just watch AmFest on TV. And sure, we see, you know, the WWE entrances, and we see the cold spark. Shout out to Lauren on that, and everything else that goes on. But it's not just about the stage events. It's about the smaller events, the workshops where people actually put together the tools to figure out how to build the next generation of leaders. It's about the vendors. It's about meeting people and making connections that, oh, by the way, and the left is, and we can talk more about this, the left, by the way, is in meltdown mode because they suddenly realized, wait a minute, Charlie Kirk's been building this thing for years. We don't have anything. We were laughing at him. We were making memes about Turning Point. And all of a sudden, Turning Point grew up and beat our pants off. And we have no idea how to respond to it.
I will accept every word of that, Jack. Well said. Thank you. Jack, plug your books.
Look, we got Bulletproof here. We've got Unhumans. Today is the last day. If you want to get the MAGA book bundle, you go to MAGAChristmasBooks.com. You can get expedited shipping by Christmas. MAGAChristmasBooks.com. MAGAChristmasBooks.com. You can get both books signed by myself and my co-author, Joshua. They will arrive by Christmas, but today is the last day to do so.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. I'm going to be realistic about my diet in December. It slips a little bit. It's got to be one of the worst months of the year in terms of eating right. I'm inevitably going to find myself stuffing treats, meats, and dishes into my mouth, leaving very little room for the right stuff. But I will take Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruits and veggie ingredients, and I'll not skip taking those daily supplements. It's one thing I'll get right because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December diet crash. Get Balance of Nature today. Use my discount code Charlie and sign up as a new customer to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you must use my discount code Charlie. So call them at 800-246-8751 and use my discount code Charlie or order online at balanceofnature.com. That is discount code Charlie to get 35% off plus free shipping. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Charlie. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Charlie. We are here at AmericaFestAmFest.com. You guys can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We continue with Jack Posobiec. Jack, what's the website again for the MAGA Christmas bundle?
MAGAChristmasBooks.com.
We'll put that
if
on the bottom.
If you order
guys.
Today
look at, that.
At MAGAChristmasBooks.com, you can get Bulletproof and Unhumans signed. It's $60 for the both. It will be shipped to you by Christmas Day for you or the reader in your family.
You should make it wordier next time.
There's so many things that are out there, but
know,
you can remember it, though. MAGA Christmas Books.
MAGAChristmasBooks.com. Joining us now is Noah Formica. This guy might have won our U.S. Senate seat. Do you think that's right, Cliff? This guy might have won a U.S. Senate seat in the great state of Pennsylvania. I know a lot of grassroots warriors. I've been in this in 12 years. This guy is unbelievable. How many voters did you personally register in the state of Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania, I personally registered 3,000 voters.
I mean, that
truly
is
a
unbelievable.
Blessing.
3,000 voters. I mean, so walk us through kind of what you did this cycle. You just kept your head down. You did the work. And Noah, we had you throughout. It's just amazing. 3,000 new voters. Noah, tell us about it.
So when I first started, I just noticed that there are so many people that weren't registered to vote. And I tell people all the time, the grassroots in Pennsylvania, that right now, if you flip a coin, it's more than likely that person is not registered to vote. And now where I was going was, you know, the Amish markets, the gun shows, which a lot of gun owners aren't registered to vote, especially our hunters, which you'd think they would be voting. I mean, hunt or be hunted is what I always tell these people. You know, you go to a lot of county fairs, but pretty much what we did in Turning Point Action is we used a be neighborly strategy. We talked to anyone and everyone. And we just asked them that simple question. Hey, are you registered to vote? And are you registered to vote under your current address? Because sometimes people might be registered, but then they aren't registered under their current address. Even on election day, we ran into that issue where so many people went in to vote. They're like, oh man, I'm not even registered on my current address. So I have to vote provisionally.
So Noah, tell us about what we did that one day at Penn State University in Center County. That was an amazing event. Walk us through it.
Oh, that was amazing. And you know, even though Penn State shut us down.
Which, by the way, Penn State kind of bailed me out, for the record. Why did Penn State bail me out, Jeff?
So this
was a hilarious story.
You know, as everybody knows, Charlie Kirk always has a comeback, right? No matter what lib gets up in his face, Charlie Kirk's always got something to say, some fact, some way to turn a phrase, except for when God wants to give Charlie an even greater challenge and take his voice away, which he did twice this year.
And the first time, when I mean I had no voice, I mean, Jack, how bad was it?
So Charlie's got no voice.
Like,
he texts me.
No voice.
He texts me. I'm on air. He said, Jack, I need you to come to Penn State. And so I give him a call. He hangs up the phone. He texts me back. Jack, I just told you, I have no voice. I can't talk. So we fly up to Penn State. were there, and I'm like, all right, we're going to do the event. We're going to figure out how to do a Charlie Kirk debate where Charlie can't even talk, ladies and gentlemen.
So I was trying to figure this out. I said, how do I debate people without talking?
Like sign language, gestures. Yes. We were thinking of flashcards, maybe. And then eventually, though, Penn State comes up, and Noah's out there with the hats and the voter reg. And I think he actually was stapling voter reg to the hats as we threw them out.
And we registered hundreds of new voters, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well over 350.
And Penn State shuts us down.
So I sit down, and Jack's next to me, and people are asking questions. I said, how am I going to do this thing? I'm thinking to myself, next thing I know, Penn State comes in. You're not allowed to be here. You know, it's like, no application.
You're not allowed to use these speakers on the campus.
Like, I was going to say, they took my voice. Penn State took my voice. Yep. And so then I went and took a selfie with every kid for about an hour and a half. So Penn State's tyranny actually bailed me out a little bit. So Noah, really quick, you were there on the day that President Trump got shot in Butler. Jack talks about it in his book here, Bulletproof. Jack, I'm going to let you ask Noah the question.
Yeah,
about
so
that.
Noah, people don't realize this, but Noah, you actually had the opportunity to meet Thomas Matthew Crooks. He came up to your booth. Tell us about that.
So pretty much it goes without saying, whenever you're at a Trump rally, you can't assume somebody's registered to vote. So there's a statistic, 13% of people who attend Trump rallies are not registered to vote. Crazy. So we were asking every single person, are you registered to vote? And then here comes Thomas Crooks walking past our booth. We ask him if he's registered to vote. He just looks at us like we're stupid, like we're idiots, doesn't say anything, and walks away with a smug, angry look.
So you
look.
Tried to register the assassin to vote?
I did, yeah.
Impressive.
But Charlie didn't know.
No, it was before he was an assassin. A would-be.
And by the way, he was, and I'll point this out because there's video of this, he was not walking around with the rifle at that time, was he?
No, he wasn't.
No, because you, of course, would have noticed that. So one of the big questions that's left unanswered, how was it that he was able to get that AR-15 in when he was walking around?
So really quick, Jack, what do you want to see out of the FBI, DOJ? Should we open a special case assignment for July 13th?
Charlie, I think we need one for July 13th, but I would go through to every presidential assassination all the way back to JFK.
Check out MAGAChristmasBooks.com. Noah, you do a great job. Noah, you're going to turn Pennsylvania into Ohio. Just don't tell them that. We have a very special guest. First ever media appearance, I think. Is that right? You got to talk in the mic.
This is incredible. Yeah, she actually didn't even know that. So Lauren has been around with forever, right?
And Lauren is never done very one of close these? To. She is events OG.
Yes.
And you guys know who you're looking at here? She is the grand maestro, the chief executive of all Turning Point Events. She does a great job, don't you think?
Thank you, Charlie.
Lauren, I mean, this is all her work.
And I have a personal favorite, by the way. My personal favorite was I believe it was the Summer Sass, and you did the whole Miami theme. You remember the Miami theme with, like, all the Miami Vice style, everything a couple of years ago? That's my personal favorite.
We're going back this year.
Yes, yes.
So, Lauren, welcome to the show. You're a great friend, amazing patriot, a humble leader. How is it, Lauren, to feel just how this thing has grown?
It's been incredible. I attended SAS 2017 as a student. I had my final interview there, and to see what Turning Point and these events have grown into over the last few years is nothing short of amazing. We started this event 4 years ago, and now it's over doubled in size, thanks to our amazing events team, all of our staff that put in so many hours outside of their normal jobs to make this all happen, and we're excited to welcome 20,000 people this week.
Yeah, and so, Lauren, just kind of go through the logistics of this, because it's easy for people to just kind of say, oh, this thing happens on itself. But guys, you understand that, just for example, how many times did we host President Trump this year?
This will be number 7 on Sunday.
Wait, we hosted President Trump 7 times this year?
Yes, we did.
Jack, can you add some context for an outside group to host the president 7 times? Is that normal?
Not even like the NRA in their heyday, or Heritage, or CPAC's generally once a year. So that many times in a single year is... it's unprecedented.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, we did it in Arizona twice. Did it in Detroit. Right. We did it in Georgia. We did it in
West
Vegas.
West Palm Beach.
We did it in West Palm. That's right. We did it in West Palm Beach. I forgot about that one. And then we did it here at America Fest. So, and by the way, the president is the best. We have his back 100%. He loves the execution of our events, though. Lauren, talk about the standard of excellence that you've set with your team about everything from visual design, from flow of experience, of what we have created here at Turning Point.
Good is never good enough. We always strive to be the best in the business and execute to the highest level. Something that you touched on yesterday and that we really pride ourselves on is Our staff is what makes these events happen. So from people walking in to going into each lounge and like into the sponsor halls, we have our staff everywhere going above and beyond. If someone has a question, needs to be taken to their seats. If a speaker needs something from CVS, we're going to go and make that happen. And we really want that turning point vibe and that turning point standard of excellence to bleed through everything that we do, because many people have never been involved, you know, like with our movement or with our yes. org before. And this is their first time coming in. And one of the best parts about this job is really all the messages we get afterwards saying, hey, I had never been to a turning point, you know, anything before. And now I'm starting a chapter on my campus. Now I'm running for office. Now I'm having my daughter start a chapter, whatever that looks like next, and we build this movement that we've created today.
So, Lauren, I mean, an event like this, walk into the planning. We literally begin planning for next year's AmFest, like, now.
Yes.
It is a year of planning. We also do Believer Summit, Student Action Summit, Young Women's Leadership Summit.
In the case of this last year, we did a lot.
We just kept on adding on to it. Jack, can you brag on Lauren?
Don't worry, Lauren. There isn't an election next year, at least.
Why we're bringing back SAS.
Presidential. So what Lauren does is, and you could see her influence on the events, because what you do is you don't think, you know, a lot of people think, and Charlie, I'm just going to say it. We all love you, but I've seen those pictures of the pre-Lauren Turning Point events.
Look, the team that was there, I never want to.
And know, I'm not dumping on any of it, but it was grassroots.
The team,
it was extremely grassroots.
A lot of these people are still here. They were awesome. What Lauren brought, though, was a spark and just
it
a.
It is not a, yeah, this isn't a dig. I don't mean this as a dig in any way. But what you see is that was like, how can we get this done? How can we make it work? And resources obviously were nowhere near what they are now. But what Lauren has done, building off of that, which never would have gotten off the ground, it was bootstrapped. It was bootstrapped at first. Turning Point was bootstrapped. But now you have this vision for these events. And because, Charlie, you've built the organization to be this level, that there isn't a single area or nook or cranny that you could poke yourself into at these events that doesn't fit one piece of that vision. Even the flow of the crowd, the timing of the events, the way all the moving pieces work together. It's incredible. It's amazing. I don't have the eye for it. I have no idea. For me, it's like, put up a stage and make sure the audio works, you know, but you have this mega vision, and now we're all walking through it.
Well, thank you guys. And honestly, it takes the whole team a lot of credit to Charlie and Tyler, who really set the bar for a standard of excellence. Like I said, good is never good enough. It's what can we do better? What can we make better? What can we make a better experience for everyone here? And every year it's a learning opportunity where I have no doubt that the next few days are going to be, you know, absolutely amazing, but we're constantly taking notes on, well, this could have been done a little bit better to make our experience for everyone here better, and we're going to continue to keep on growing.
So talk about the breakouts, Lauren. I think that's really important for everyone to understand. It's not just the razzle-dazzle on stage, but it's the hard work in the breakout sessions. Speak about that, Lauren.
The breakout sessions are amazing. There are the trainings and the grassroots trainings, a lot of which are brought to you by Turning Point Action and our sponsoring organizations, and this is where attendees really get that smaller, intimate setting and have that grassroots training to really go apply what they learn there into their communities, into their schools, and make that difference in their either campuses, like communities, and go from there.
Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gain this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, probably most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com.
So we have an amazing agenda. Let's walk through kind of what we have going tonight. So tonight we have Tucker, we have Bannon, we have Ben Shapiro, Don Jr., and that's just opening
night. And Dr. Carson.
And Dr. Carson. And then we're also planning for a presidential kind of arrival. Let's kind of go back in time. Jack, you remember this. This is only at Turning Point Action and what we built here is possible. We hosted the president in Duluth, Georgia, and Vegas in back-to-back days.
Within 24 hours.
I did two campus events in between. We had no sleep.
Pastor Summit as well.
We what?
The Pastor Summit as well.
Yeah, and the Pastor Summit. I lost my voice, got sick again, and it was flawless, totally full, and beautifully executed. And how large was your staff to pull that off?
My team, including graphic designers, I want to say is 10 total. So huge shout out to our events team. They are the hardest working team in the entire
country. How great are these graphics ever? This is not the best looking event.
How do you do that with just 10 people? How?
Because we have a high standard and everyone is really is bought into the movement and into the impact that we make.
So I will compare that to like, so I went to the Kamala, I was at obviously these events, but I also went to the Kamala Harris events and I went to her final concert at Philadelphia, the one where like Oprah came and spoke and Beyonce didn't sing.
The difference is they have to pay for those people and we don't.
They have staffs of hundreds and hundreds of people. And the issue there is people were stuck outside. They couldn't get in. The event was terrible. They couldn't, they, you know, the people didn't even sing. And it was like, it was a complete joke. You're telling me you did all this with a core staff of 10?
Yes. And a big part in that, too, is, again, we have a incredible army of full-time staff in other departments that come to these events outside of their normal jobs and are working on like registration, on breakouts, on speaker check-in, on ushering. And they set that tone as well to make sure that these events are executed. They spend long days, sleepless nights, but it gets it done.
Can I ask a question? So, Lauren, you work these events, and these are your visions, right? So for, you have a different perspective on it from any of us, or if you're a speaker, or if you're Charlie, who's, you know, always got, you know, herding cats and putting out fires as it happens. But Lauren, what's the one thing that you look forward to the most at these events? And you can't say when they're over.
It's not even when they're over. I think seeing everything come together and seeing the impact that it's making on people, whether it's them meeting new friends as a student and getting inspired to start a chapter and getting that voice that they thought that they were alone on their campus. And then they come and they see thousands of other people and they're like, wow, I'm not by myself. I want to be more involved. And I think one of my favorite parts, too, is just the opening night and seeing all the energy, all the people in here excited to be here and excited to be involved in something bigger than, you know, bigger than themselves.
So last point here, Lauren, there's a huge demand of people that want to come to this, speak at this exhibit. What is our quick schedule for 2025? What do we have coming up?
Quick schedule, at least that I know of right now. We have our Young Women's Leadership Summit. In June, that will be in Dallas. Our Student Action Summit in Tampa, that will be in July. America Fest, obviously, next year here in Phoenix. And I have no doubt that there will be multiple more.
There will be a lot more than that, Lauren. I can guarantee it. Everybody, we wanted to put a face to the name. She makes these events happen, and her team does. Her team deserves all the credit.
Her team deserves all the credit.
You guys are walking the halls. When you're walking the halls, you need to go find a Turning Point staffer and say thank you. They haven't slept in weeks to make sure that you have a great, an excellent experience. So it's the best staff movement. Jack, you have a thought really quick.
That scene when RFK Jr. walked out and officially endorsed Donald Trump at that rally with the cold sparks behind, that picture, which is a moment in history, was all created by Lauren right
and
here.
And the team. It's not me.
Not only that, let me tell you the other true story here. We're going over the budget for that event. And I said, for the love of everything holy, we are not going to spend money anymore, Lauren, on these stupid, like, Twizzlers. What do we call them?
The cold sparks. You're against the cold sparks?
It's a waste of money.
Charlie.
And Lauren's like, we have to do it. She overrode me. And now it's like the most
now
beautiful.
Now it's like the iconic.
Now it's like the iconic
it's
picture.
It's like Trump fight, right? And RFK.
We have to go all out.
Which we have any B-roll? We had no B-roll this segment. Okay. Lauren, thank you so
much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw to Brian Glenn, the legend. Brian, how are we doing?
Hey, Charlie Kirk. Okay, by the way, the doors aren't even open. And look, there's people here. The crowd is amazing. They're fired up. Isaac, you're from Glendale. What brings you here?
Yeah, I work for Arizona Christian University, and just Turning Point just aligns with our mission to change culture with the truth of God.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on being here today?
This is fantastic. I'm so excited.
Yeah. What's your thoughts?
I mean, everything that Turning Point does, we're here with Northwood University just promoting free enterprise.
One of my favorite questions to ask people is, what should President Trump do on day one? Your answer was what?
Pardon every single one of the J6ers.
Hey, Brian, that's a great segue. I got to interrupt, okay? And I'll throw it back to you in a second. Is that okay?
That's
because I have one of the J6ers right here who they're trying to throw in federal prison.
Wow.
Siaka Massaquai. Siaka, you have a court date on January 21st.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how they plan that.
24 yeah. hours
right after.
So, Siaka, we've known each other for a while. Yeah. What did you do on January the 6th?
I walked down there an hour and a half after anything happened, put out my phone. Can I grab your phone for a second? I held it up, and 71 seconds in a doorway, I went like this with a big silly grin on my face, and when the cops said leave, not only did I leave, I left, but I turned behind me and told the people behind me to leave too. And that got me 15 agents raiding my house on June 10th. That was awesome.
And how many federal charges are you facing?
Four misdemeanors.
Four misdemeanors.
Yeah.
And so when you say pardon all the J6ers on day one, you're including Siaka Massaquai, who deserves a full pardon or at least the very least case charges dropped. Brian, let's keep on going around the horn there.
Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Keisha Richardson. I'm with the Karis Project today, and I'm an American Indian under the Jay Treaty, but I was born in Canada.
I'll ask you the same question. President Trump, day one, what should it be his focus?
As an American Indian, I believe that and a Christian, I believe that the first thing that Trump should do is deal with Trudeau and the treason that he has been involved in against the United States government and the people, because people like him who has suffered as J6 for trying to speak for their rights is because, in large, what Trudeau has done in his government and to the people.
Thanks for being here. How about you?
Trump should fix the border and cut funding to Ukraine.
There you go. How about you, sir?
I agree with my son. He should seal the border and stop sending money to Ukraine.
Did you vote?
I didn't.
But you will vote the next election.
Right? We'll do.
There you go. How many kids your age, as a result of all the things that Charlie Kirk has done with Turning Point, are now starting to be conservative and at least consider being a Republican despite all the things they see on social media? I think it's so in your circle of influence, what does that look like?
Oh, it's a lot more than it used to be. It's really been cool to see.
It is good. Charlie Kirk's done amazing things. How about you, sir? President Trump, day one. Day one. He calls you up on the phone. What's your first name?
My name is Chase from Nashville.
From Nashville. Says, hey, what should I do on day one? What's your answer?
Defund the IRS, get rid of the ATF, pardon all J6ers, close the border, and cut about 75% of government jobs.
Yeah,
that's a big order right there. Think big. I like it. All right,
Charlie,
thank
back you, to
you, Brian. You're the best. Brian will be here all weekend, if I'm not mistaken, amfest.com. Siaka, I just want to ask you, you were followed by federal agents for quite a while. You walked off a plane, I believe, with your pregnant wife, and they harassed you.
They arrested me.
They arrested you as if you were some sort of, you know, vigilante. By the way, this is how sick this is. There are child sex traffickers that are not even investigated, and they chase Siaka Massaquai around the world as if he's El Chapo. How did you remain faithful? And then finally, what was your reaction when you knew President Trump won this election?
Well, first off, it happened because I was raided in 21. It was after I actually met my wife in September of 21 watching UFC. And she was taking a course called Biblical Citizenship. I started taking that with her, and we started going to Godspeed Church, Rob McCoy. And we actually, shout out to Rob, and we actually started to read the New Testament together. And that was the first time I ever read, outside of blurbs and little like highlights, that was the first time I read the New Testament. It took us about a year and a half. So when they started coming at me, it was like, it sucked on a real time level. But at the end of the day, and I think I said this last time I was here, when they arrested me on the tarmac on November 30th, and that night in jail, I did the Lord's Prayer as many times as I could. I got the Bible. I fell asleep reading the Bible. And then the next day, I was in the holding cell of the U.S. Marshals, and I was on my knees, hands up, singing Brandon Lake's gratitude. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. And I tell you, it felt like the doors just opened up that night. God was working. So it was just leaning in and learning.
What was your reaction when Trump won 20 seconds?
I turned to everyone around me and I said, I'm not going to federal prison.
How great is that? Give it up for Siaka Massaquai. God bless you, man.
Bless you, brother.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.